It's time now for another installment of the Piedmont Health Hotline. We've teamed up with the health experts at Piedmont Health to answer all of your health-related questions about COVID-19, the vaccine, the variants, or anything else that you have in terms of health questions. And we are getting questions from folks out there. So if you've got health-related questions, you can submit them anytime 24/7. Visit chapelboro.com/Piedmont Health Hotline. chapelboro.com/Piedmont Health Hotline, and we'll get to your question in a later installment. Right now, we are joined by Emily Hedrick, who's a family nurse practitioner in Burlington, to answer the questions that we've got from the last month. Emily, thank you so much for being with us today, and good morning.
Good morning.
And much more information on Piedmont Health online at piedmonthealth.org. So all the questions that we got this month, had to do with not just COVID-19, but specifically that variant, the Delta variant, that's been taking up so much of the news and getting so much concern locally and beyond. So beginning with the symptoms, are the symptoms of this particular variant, the Delta variant, any different from the symptoms that we commonly associate with COVID-19 in general?
Yeah, so that's a great question. This initial symptoms, you know, the first few days of coming down with something that might be COVID, shouldn't be any different for the Delta variant than it would be for any of the other types of SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19. I certainly wouldn't want folks to delay isolation and delay testing based on whether or not they're concerned it could be the Delta variant or something else. If it's the virus that causes COVID-19, it's the virus that causes COVID-19. So the symptoms shouldn't be any different. I think it's important to remember that, you know, basic cold symptoms or basic allergy symptoms could also be COVID symptoms. So even if it's, you know, feels like it could just be a cold, I strongly, strongly recommend pursuing testing because we definitely still have a lot of COVID in our communities.
Second question has to do with masks. Even if I'm vaccinated, is it a good idea to start wearing masks again?
Yeah, so I'm going to defer to the guidance, you know, from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services on that. The safe bet is that when you're in a crowded area where you're not sure about, you know, the vaccination status of those around you, you're unable to socially distance, you know, large kind of crowded public areas, it is probably still a really good idea to mask up. While masking requirements have certainly laxed in a lot of areas, you know, we're still in a very precarious time in terms of the pandemic. We're on the better side of the pandemic for sure. But it's never a bad idea to continue masking. You know, you are protecting others from you. You're also protecting yourself from others as we don't know everyone's status, as it were.
How about double masking? Is that still advisable?
Again, it's certainly not a bad idea. The data on, you know, the relative efficacy of double masking versus single masking is, you know, still sort of being studied. Again, it shouldn't hurt. It might be a little hot outside right now for double masking, you know, but all of the mitigation strategies combined, wearing a mask, washing your hands, staying in and getting tested if you have any sign or symptom that could be COVID-19, all of these things combined are going to be your best bet, not just one, you know, one double mask without, you know, following the rest of the recommendations.
Speaking with Emily Hedrick, again, family nurse practitioner in Burlington, PiedmontHealth.org, the website for more from Piedmont Health. It's the Piedmont Health Hotline. We're answering your questions about COVID-19, the Delta variant, and the vaccine. And speaking of the vaccine, next question, to what extent is it possible for me to get the Delta variant even if I've been vaccinated?
Yeah, so there's definitely, we're still in the sort of early days of understanding how the Delta variant is behaving in our community. So I'd like to point that out. This is a variant of concern that was first identified outside of the United States in early 2021 and identified in the United States just a matter of several weeks ago. So we're still learning a lot about it. I'd like to be clear that, you know, this variant of concern seems to be a variant of concern because of its ability to spread. And so what we're seeing is spikes of new COVID-19 cases, particularly in areas or in small populations that are unvaccinated. The great news is that the vaccines that we have available here in the United States seem to be just as effective protecting against the Delta variant as all of the other variants, of which there have been many circulating in the community since the beginning of the pandemic. So of all of the times, you know, if you've been kind of concerned about the vaccine or waiting to get the vaccine, we're definitely seeing, you know, sort of hotspots or spikes of COVID-19 infections in communities, particularly those that aren't vaccinated.
How important is it to be tested if you start getting symptoms of COVID-19?
It is just as important now as it was in the beginning. And cannot stress that enough. The only way that we're going to know how much progress we've made in the fight against this pandemic is with really good data. And if people don't get tested when they feel sick, we don't have a very clear picture of how much COVID-19 is still actually circulating in the community. One thing to kind of remember is one of the bright, you know, shining strengths of this vaccine is that even if you did get COVID, you know, it's unlikely, but it's still absolutely possible that the symptoms may be less severe. So maybe more along the lines of just a very mild cough, cold, you know, your sort of average kind of run-of-the-mill head cold symptoms. But it could absolutely still be COVID, and we want to know that. And so my recommendation stays the same in July 2021 as it did in March, April 2020. If you have symptoms, get tested.
Speaking with Emily Hedrick, and final question as we wrap up for patients or for folks who are still wary about the vaccine, if they've got questions about it, afraid of needles, waiting for the FDA to give final approval. We're still in emergency approval stage and folks are concerned about that. What do you say to your patients who raise those concerns with you?
Yeah, so the first thing that I always say to my patients is, thank you for trusting me with your concerns. I think it's really important to recognize that it's okay to have questions. I really recommend that you talk to someone that you know and trust that is, you know, in medicine, in healthcare, in science, that can really help interpret some of the complex data around the vaccine. So I always thank people and sort of open up the conversation to say, yeah, tell me what your concerns are. I'll tell you what I know. I'll tell you what we don't know, and kind of help you work through your risk versus your benefit decision tree. I definitely recommend, engaging in the conversation rather than sort of hiding your questions or going to other less reputable sources of information. Don't recommend going to Facebook for guidance on the vaccine. But there are so many resources and you know, me and all of my colleagues at Piedmont Health Services are happy to have that conversation with patients or community members. So just let us know.
And that's the Piedmont Health Hotline for this month. If you've got questions about the virus, the vaccine, or anything else health-related, you can submit them 24/7, chapelboro.com/Piedmont Health Hotline. Again, chapelboro.com/Piedmont Health Hotline. And find out more about Piedmont Health online at their website, piedmonthealth.org. Emily Hedrick, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.